Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The first few weeks of the new year are a perfect time for dining with friends. To make your dinners a little more festive, you can dress up your dessert course by whipping up a few creative tarts and pies. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, got any ideas up your sleeve? Because this is a lot of fun.
No, it is. And everyone's scared. Not everyone. I think it's people who are nervous about pie crust.
Yeah. Oof, yeah.
Look, it's a big thing for people. And that's fair. I think it's okay. On the flip side, it's funny. We've been doing the show for a long time. And as a younger person, we would talk about how to make great pie crust and how to do it yourself. There are very nice pie crusts out there you can buy.
Yeah, there are.
I mean, there really are. I mean, and so if you want to do this in a very simple fashion, just buy a pre-made pie shell. It's not embarrassing in any way, and they're good. I mean, if you want to make the crust, that's fine too. It's not a big challenge. It takes a little practice, but it's...
Yeah, a little preparation.
Yeah, it's like it's... And the optimal word is cold, cold, cold.
Cold, cold, cold.
Right? Everything needs to be cold. The flour needs to be cold. The butter needs to be cold.
Your hands, the
Your
bowls,
hands need to be
everything.
Cold. The bowls need to be cold. I mean, cold, cold, cold. But once you make the pie crust, then the fun, you know, starts. And I think that it's interesting to have a conversation about pies versus tarts. And I don't think there's a real definition, but what's the deal with top... Or no top.
Yeah, that's about it.
Right? I mean, I think that everyone thinks of a pie as something, but with a top, and a tart is one with not. But I want to talk about making some fun ones.
Okay.
I would like to take three of my favorite things, chocolate, pecans, and bourbon, and make a chocolate bourbon pecan pie.
Nice.
I don't think it's an easy thing to do. It's based actually a lot on having a volume of corn syrup and egg. Because the cool thing about this pie is that the pecans float to the top and the sugar in the mixture caramelizes the top and you get this very sort of crusty top on your pecan pie.
Nice.
But when you cut it open, there's a little bit of oozy, chocolatey corn syrup thing that comes out. And so the thing with this pie is, in my mind, it needs to be served warm. Not right out of the oven and not like the day later once it's been in the fridge.
Right.
It needs to be like at room temperature so you get that sort of juxtaposition of crunchy top and gooey inside. And I know that's a little bit of a challenge because not everyone can time it perfectly, but if you're having folks over, that's the thing to make.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a long shelf life on the counter.
Yeah, can you get it all ready to go in the oven?
Oh, you can bake it before everyone gets there and get it out and put it on the counter and wait.
Okay.
It's just a matter of once it goes in the fridge, everything seizes up. I think another cool thing is the juxtaposition of sweet and sour. And I know Thanksgiving's way gone, but there's definitely cranberries still out there.
Sure.
And the apple pie needs to have cranberries in it.
That's a good point. I mean,
I think that a cool apple cranberry pie is a great thing for January, sitting around the fire. And I will tell you this, I also throw cheddar cheese in this mix because apples, cheddar cheese, and the tartness of cranberries makes a lovely pie. And so if you've never tried to make an apple pie by grating some cheddar cheese into it, I highly recommend to do it. It's kind of a definitely Vermont-esque thing. And I would even throw some maple syrup in this mix. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a great holiday pie.
And get some of Black Rock Orchard's Stamen apples for the...
Totally.
Fabulous.
I mean,
fabulous.
That would make a great pie, for sure.
We're going to put these ideas on the website so you can try them and have some fun this new year.
Yes.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.